Ho, ho, ho. All the hoes from Thomas Torero, metaphorically dressed as Father Christmas on this Christmas Eve. Perhaps you're sitting by a roaring fire. It is snowing outside. You've got a whiskey in your hand. You've got a cigar in your hand or something else long and hard in your hand as you're waiting for Santa to come down your chimney and empty his sack. If that is what you're into. If you've been a good boy this year, hopefully not too good. This is the Tom Torero podcast, back after a month off. I've recharged my mojo. I've finished the documentary. So this is podcast 133, looking back on 2017, mostly on the mistakes. And if you're listening on Christmas Eve, on Sunday today, it's an excellent time, if you haven't already, to send those dirty, flirty photo pings to girls. Just send one, you know, of Santa spanking a girl or a naughty elf. Send her a normal ping saying, have you been a good girl for Santa? Cheeky face. It's an excellent time because it's normal to re-engage with people you've been out of contact with. It's kind of socially polite. So you can just go through all the dead leads from this year, lie on the sofa, sit by the fire, and just send them one message, see who comes back. If there are girls you long gaming, then now is the time to send them a little audio ping. I talk about that in Dating 3.0, just a 60 second or a 30 second, even a 10 second audio ping, saying a little message to her. She hears your voice, make sure it's nice and low and slow. And you'll get some responses back from that as well. Anyway, where have I been? What have I been doing? Basically sod all. Because I've got a bit of a dodgy knee. I tore something in my knee. So a good excuse to do bugger all. Take time off travel. Time away from hustling. Sit by the fire, quite literally, with a laptop. Staring at a screen for hours and hours and hours. And I finished editing the Degen documentary. It's called Hustle On. It is being premiered on the 3rd of January in central London, and tickets for that have sadly sold out. But one guy in America who bought two tickets, he contacted me saying he bought the tickets just as a show of appreciation. But obviously he's not coming, he's in America. So I have two spare tickets. I was going to hold them back, you know, obviously for two hot Swedish sisters who would randomly turn up. But I'm going to give them away. So for you and a mate, or you and your wing, or you and your bird, if you're happy bringing a girl to a sausage fest, two tickets. All you have to do, if you're listening on YouTube, is just to comment underneath, just write, yes, please, or I want the tickets. You can write on my blog, you can write on the YouTube comments, and I'll just randomly choose a person and then contact you. Remember, you've got to be in London. I can't pay for your airfare in a hotel if you're in Sydney. You have to be in London, or you can get to London on the 3rd of January. It kicks off at 7 p.m. For those who can't make it, yes, I will release the documentary, obviously, online at some point, in some form, in early 2018. I promise. That's the whole point of it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the documentary of not really me, but nine day gamers, nine hustlers around the world. We did the world tour in July. We went to London, New York, Los Angeles, Sydney, Singapore, and Munich. And we filmed guys in field and we interviewed them about why they hustle, what they're hustling for, the highs and the lows. And we put it all together, and that's the documentary. But it's finished. And what else have I been doing? After I finished that, I put together a little compilation, a 10-minute compilation of 2017. So the countries I've been to, more highs, more lows, things I've done. It's ideal family viewing for Christmas Day. Rather than the Queen's Christmas speech, just whack on Tom Torero's Year in the Life of a Hustler. And right at the end of that video, you see my sneaky plan for 2018. That's what I'll talk about in the next podcast, you know, looking forward. Some guys have asked if I've retired or if I'm slowing down or if I'm tired of day game. Fuck that, no. This has all just been a warm-up to what is about to happen in 2018. I'm not going off into the hills and doing yoga and meditation. I'm certainly not over game. I'm not retiring from picking up girls until I'm about 50 at the earliest. So 2018 is going to be mental in terms of pickup and travel and content. But that is what we will talk about next week, the wild ride to come. And yesterday I put out my stats because guys nag me for my stats. So they're on my blog. How many notches, how many rejections. And really today we'll focus on the rejections. Over 1,000 girls said no to me this year in some form, from open to close or just before the close. I know, it's shocking. How could any girl say no to Tom Torero's beautiful face? But it happened around 1,000 times across the world this year. So if you're interested in the stats, go to my blog. But we should say thank you. Spotlight on saying thanks for you who listen to this podcast or download this podcast. You who follow what I do on whatever medium, you watch the videos, you read the articles. Thank you if you've bought a book or you've bought Stealth Seduction this year, if you've come to a live event, if you've taken coaching, if you've come and said hello to me, or you've just ripped my stuff and shared it. Cheers. I don't say thank you enough, but it's a good time at Christmas to say thank you for supporting what I do, because otherwise I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. So cheers. And a big thanks to the people I traveled with or I've bonded with in a non-homo way this year. Thanks to Craig, obviously, for putting up with me, especially during the trials and tribulations of the World Tour. Oh, the stresses involved. To Ian, to Alex, to Tim. A shout out to Lucas and his lovely wife, who have saved my soul in Colombia in so many ways. To Erdem Bond, who's the cameraman extraordinaire. And to lovely Tom, who I've just chatted to. He's returned from a day game mission in Ukraine. An incredible hustler. I will get Tom on a podcast. And any other podcast guests I've had this year, cheers. And thanks to the guys in the documentary. You will be seeing them in Hustle On. Oz Turkish, Bryce, Adam, Logan, Craig, once again, Zach in Singapore, Tobias, and to Joseph, another shining star, or all of them shining stars. But Joseph has had a crazy hustling transformation, which you shall see in the documentary. But why has it been a strange year? You can't pretend that it's all good. It's all roses and rainbows and flowers, because it's not. And guys say, well, you never talk about the rejections. I've made 2 podcasts on failures. Cold calling, half of that's about failures. There's lots in Below the Belt. There are other podcasts about me celebrating failures. I've put out the realistic day game statistics videos and why day game is hard. Of course, when you write lay stories in books of lay reports, naturally a lay report is that you got laid. Right, so the story goes like this. I met her, I texted her, we dated, she came back and we fucked. Thank you very much. Rinse and repeat. And by their very definition. But after the second book, after Torero Travels, I was thinking, right, yeah. Of course, what about all the rejections? Now, the saying goes that, you know, a good day gamer has a short memory. And that is correct. You kind of just throw it away, move on. It doesn't sting as much. You get desensitized to it. But of course, they're there. And if you look at that statistics post and you say 32 notches in 2017, but somewhere between 950 and 1,150 approaches. So that, like I said, is being rejected around 1,000 times, maybe on the street. Maybe she didn't give me her number or text back. Or she didn't come out, or she came out on the first date, but not the second. Maybe she didn't kiss me. Maybe she came back to mine. Maybe we fooled around. Maybe we even got naked, but we didn't have sex. So rejection actually stings further down the line, the further up the mountain, if you like, you go. I've posted about that in Below the Belt. Imagine climbing a mountain. If you do the first pitch, you only fall 3 or 4 meters, you know. But if you're on a 4,000 meter climb and it's day number 5 and you fall and all the gear comes off the wall, you fall a fucking long way and it definitely hurts more. So guys are always worried about approach anxiety and just being rejected like insta blowout. I would say fuck that. Worry a lot more about a girl not coming on a second date. Or even worse, the story of this year. Worry about a girl coming back to yours, fooling around on the bed, giving you blue balls, and then never seeing her again. Because so close, so near, but yet so far. That really, really stings. But it exists, and it's been a strange year for that. I've had burnout, I've had a weird vibe sometimes, I've had meltdowns, especially on that world tour. I've had laziness and kind of cockiness in my game where I'm not putting in the right amount of work. I'm just thinking, come on, where are the results? This should just be happening, yeah? Which is entitlement, that's the word I'm looking for. I've had the apathy, which is linked to the burnout. We'll talk about that. And that's just meant sloppy game. So I know I'm making bad decisions, maybe on the text or on the date. You know, the story of this year has been me just going, oh, fuck, I can't be bothered. One drink, one date venue, try and get it back, escalate. Doing too much of the royal flush. I should say that as a retraction. Be very careful with the royal flush technique. I made a podcast on it. I've spoken about it for years. It's in Street Hustle, where you call out the fact that she's, you know, behaving like a teenager, she's a spoiled brat, whatever, you call it out. That's always a bad idea in game, because ultimately, what is it? It's reactive. You care too much. And I was doing that this year, and you can get girls where it works, and she jumps back into bed and you have sex. But more times than not, that technique has a high failure rate. So don't do the royal flush. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it doesn't matter. Don't learn it. Don't do it. Right? Non-verbal. Non-reactive. Cool and calm right to the end, even when you've got blue balls. I know it's fucking hard because I've lost many, many girls this year. In other podcasts, I've already mentioned a few. But I've written down some girls where I was so close. And if I'd been cool and calm, ironically, if I had been Mr. Nice Guy a bit more and a bit more chody and a bit more slow like I was 5 years ago, you know, going on three dates, adventure bubble, slowing down, more rapport, I probably would have banged 10 more girls and it would have turned out to be one of the best years of my day game. But sloppy, sloppy Tom Torero, lazy game. In South America, there was a girl on my bed. And it was so on, but her mum was calling and I got reactive and I did the royal flush. She left, never saw her again. There was a girl who I was staying an extra night, so I had booked a hotel, but we were cock blocked by hotel security. They wouldn't let her in. She felt like a whore. Then I overpulled. I tried to do this outdoor ceiling of the deal. Again, got reactive, got like a bit stroppy. I was behaving like the girl. And never saw her again. There was a Dutch feminist girl. Got so close, big LMR on the bed. Saw her a few more times, but the vibe wasn't right because of my, again, just not a playful, light vibe. When you get tired of the hustle, when you get overly stressed about things, when you get in your head, when you're too much of the pull, 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 it backfires. And I was just talking to Tom about this on the phone, the guy that's been in Ukraine. It's a bit of a myth, you know, fast escalation. It sounds cool. It looks cool. It's a good bro story. But if that's all you can do, it's like rapid fire chess. If that's all you can do, it's not subtle. It's not implied. It's not under the radar. And sure, some girls go for it, especially in clubs and gutter game. But you're going to lose far more than you win. It's not nuanced. It's not intelligent. Most of all, it's not calibrated. So sure, if you're Mr. Nice Guy, swing that way and go crazy, but then find the sweet spot. I've said that many times. That's clutch control. I lost out to a Ukrainian virgin with the biggest breasts I have ever seen on a petite girl. My vibe wasn't that bad with her. It was just I couldn't get past the finishing post, and she had a boyfriend back in Ukraine. There was a Czech girl from a shopping center. I just overpulled too much on the first date. The Polish girl that I've spoken about who was cock-blocked, I took her to a bar, or she was stolen from me, that's right, by a Polish guy who whisked her into a club. I should never have taken her onto that street. Oh, she was hot. I lost that one. There's an Indian girl quite recently. I got it back to the room again, royal flush too early, because I felt the token LMR was going on too long. Lost her. There was a Colombian MILF on my bed who we got again naked, but she wanted to date me, and she just saw me as the bad boy lover too much. It's the caricature thing where it backfires. Didn't see her again. There was a Serbian girl who I met in the Czech Republic, and I was too, it was on, and then I was too cocky over messages, too sexual. Lost that one. The funniest one was a Russian girl, and I number closed to her, Facebook closed her 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I think. And I've been back to that city where she is three times. And each time I would go back, I would message her and she would reply, but she wouldn't meet me. And finally this year, I went back to that city. I messaged her. I met up with her. One venue. I could see it was on. Bounced her home. She said, I am on my woman's day. Which is period. Okay, no big deal. It's okay. I understand. Towel down. She was like, no, no, no. She said, every time in terms of timing that I've been back to that Russian city, it's been her woman's day. And she was like, do you think it's fate? And long story short, she wouldn't fuck me because in Russia, often there's a superstition with blood. I couldn't get past it. And I was leaving soon after. So that's just cock blocked by woman's day, 3 years in a row. So lost her. There you go. That's just a short example of girls I've lost, but 1,000 rejections. So it's important to ask yourself, how many times have you been rejected this year? Maybe your volume is not high enough. Have you been approaching enough? Have you been going on enough dates? You don't need to tell anyone, but it's a good time to make a mental calculation. Guys sometimes fib to themselves and say, oh, I don't know how many girls I approached. You kind of do. If you figure it out, how many days you went out, how many sessions you did, how many girls you approached per session, how many trips you went on just to do their game, you can kind of figure it out and just be honest with yourself. So the stats you need to keep are roughly how many opens, roughly how many dates. If you can go back through your contacts, great. If your phone fucked up or you lost your phone like me, that's harder. But then the most important one is, yeah, how many approaches to how many dates? And then you know how many lays you got this year from day game. Not online, not Tinder, not social circle, bars and clubs, but from cold approach, non-snake seduction pickup. And have a look. Did you improve on last year? Did you approach enough? Like I said, were you too reactive? Were you too fast like me? I was just talking to Tom about that. He had the same problem in Ukraine. It was all pull, pull, pull. Do you need to slow down? You can self-diagnose, right? Looking at that data, that's why data is helpful. You can self-diagnose and think about 2018. Is it upping the approaches? For some guys I've met this year, is it doing less approaches, so being less spammy, and recording yourself? So being more honest with self-diagnosis, audio recording your day game or even your dates and thinking, what the fuck am I doing? Because if you keep doing another 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 approaches, you're digging a hole, you're digging a grave, and you're automating bad habits. So stop, analyze. If you can't, analyze yourself. Then get a wing or get a good day gamer or eventually pay somebody just to look at you, right? Just to listen to one set and say, what's the problem? Because something's going wrong. And you can work out, is it the day game? Look at the open to close ratio. Or is it happening on the date? Are you still not verbally escalating properly or physically escalating properly? Or is there still a big problem back at your house? For some guys, they can get, you know, 90% up the mountain. They can't summit. What's going wrong? So it's a good time, like I've been doing, to take a long, hard look. As my grandmother used to say, it's always good to, you know, have a long, hard thing on your mind and reflect. And next week, we can look forwards to 2018 in that podcast and think, what the fuck are we going to change? It's been a funny year for other reasons that I've noted down. And like I said in that A Year in the Life of a Hustler video, I started the year with a slip disc in my lower back, L5-S1 for you anatomically minded people, which led to a bit of sciatica. Thank goodness, with physio and stretching, and medical intervention, that's getting a lot better. But in end of October, I tore something in my knee. I wish I could say it was skydiving or swimming with sharks. But as my nephews were skiing on a dry ski slope, I took a dog for a walk, and the dog pulled me down this grassy, muddy bank, and I slipped and twisted my knee. And my knee popped and cracked, snap, crackle, and pop. So I don't know if it will heal on its own. Hopefully it will. But it's still giving me jip, as we say in Wales. So just injuries, they make you feel old. And I'm 38 now, and it's good in a way to realise you're mortal. You're not forever young and youthful, and you can't forever do crazy things. You've got to think about your body and look after yourself. And it stopped me doing day game for a while, or certainly slowed me down at the beginning of this year and now at the end of this year. So that's a good thing. You know, you're not mortal. I've said about the impatience and the laziness in my game. It's not that I hate day game, but, you know, I was on 80 plus dates this year. And when you do something 80 plus times or 1,000 plus times, you got to switch it up. You got to keep it fresh. It's the same with the content. You know, when people start mirroring your content, copying what you do, it's time to switch it up, to move forward, right? Creativity is something that continually needs to move forwards. So hence the plan for 2018, something different. It's not being on one street, going to a new country and just going to a shopping center or H&M. I know day gamers that just go somewhere. They go to one street, one cafe. They just walk up and down Zara, H&M, Topshop, and then they fly home. And people say, oh, how was Abu Dhabi? Or how was Vietnam? And they say, yeah, H&M was really good. And that is a problem for day games. So you need to switch it up. Even world travel, you need to switch it up. I'll talk more about that next week with 2018 plans. Once a year, if you day game intensively, as in around 1,000 sets a year, you get burnout. And guys are lying if they say they don't, if they're full-time day gamers or full-time anything, full-time snowboarders. Once or twice a year, you just get sick of it because it's on your mind too much. And you're neglecting other hobbies. So I stopped. I show that in the video. Often I just go off somewhere by myself into nature. Be at one with yourself and nature just for a little bit. That's not going your own way forever. Fuck that. No. You come back. Your mojo's there. You're fully charged. You're more keen and your results are better. So with December off, I'm like a horny rabbit now. I'm raring to go. I can't wait for January to come around and to talk to some birds. Not of the feathered nature in my garden, but some hot girls on the street. I can't wait. Traveling with the same person intensively. Yeah, again, I speak about that in the Year in the Life of a Hustler video on YouTube. Going on that world tour with Craig, I said, what could go wrong? You know, 30 days going around the world, filming, day gaming, drinking, going through jet lag and hangovers. What could go wrong? Well, just try it. Try it with anybody, even a very good mate. And both of you have meltdowns and breakdowns. But anyway, we've lost a lot. But in other podcasts, I've said there is the agony, which has been the theme of this year, and the ecstasy. I can't sit here and go, God, it's been a shit year, because it hasn't. I've really enjoyed it, and I've been blessed. I've said thank you to you guys for following what I do. Thank you to the people I've travelled and winged with and filmed with this year. I'm still amazed at the power of the internet and being able to work from a laptop. I'm amazed at being able to fly and stay in Airbnb apartments and call up an Uber. It is amazing. I'm pleased that there were four girls this year that I had closed in other years previously, but I met up with again, kept them as semi-regulars. It wasn't anything monogamous, but it's nice for a bit of regularity to get over that affection addiction. And I'm grateful for the notches, of course. There were some really good stories in amongst the blue balls. And again, I talk about that on the 2017 compilation video, but I shouldn't lie here and moan. But it is a good time to be honest with yourself and think, you know, what did I fuck up? What am I going to change for next year? What can be improved upon? That's why it's not just spam approaching. If I had just done 1,000 approaches in a row and you get to the end of the year and you don't self-reflect, you know, that, as the saying goes, is the definition of madness, and you will never improve. So whatever stage of the game you're at, it's the perfect time of the year, today or between Christmas and New Year, to stop and try and write down some stats, or try and write down some fuck-ups from this year. And then the most exciting thing, take a piece of paper and start sketching out plans, writing down lists, however you do it, for 2018. And now, these are not New Year's resolutions, as in like vague, woolly, feel-good promises. These are things that you're actually going to do. And if you're like me, the way to do it is just to say fuck it and book the ticket, or buy the thing that I bought that I show you at the end of that video. And then, my friend, you're committed. You are going to fucking do it, because there's no choice. You've booked the ticket, you've sold your shit, you're doing that thing, you've committed to that person. Don't make it that, you know, woolly, I'm going to join a gym, I'm going to do a 1,000-day game approaches thing. No. Get a wing and agree on a trip. Book the trip. Start looking at your career if you wanted to take that 6-month break, or even that month break. Commit to doing that TEFL course. Commit to going abroad, as Tom's just done in Ukraine. I'll get him on the podcast to tell his crazy story about how he not only talked about changing his life and quitting his supermarket job, but he did it. He went out, he hustled, he got clients, he got onto doing internet teaching. He's a guitar teacher, and first he started off by hustling for one-on-one in-person lessons, and now he's done it online. That means he can travel. And a lot of guys go, yeah, I am going to travel. But he went, Tom, I've done it. And he's just been away for almost a month in the snow, hustling in Kiev and learning a lot. So those people I really admire, men of action, because what you do ultimately proves what kind of a guy you are. What you say you're going to do, we all, you know, say what we're going to do, and that reveals what you want to be. But as cheesy as it sounds, your actions prove what you really want out of this life. We shall finish it there. I know it's a bit early, but I want to go downstairs, participate in some festive action with my family, upload this, and then I can just get pissed and enjoy Christmas Day and Boxing Day hedonism, and then calming down. So Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. There'll be one more podcast before 2017 is out. Thanks once again for all your support in whatever form. Big man love from Uncle Thomas to you. Happy Christmas. Ta-da.